Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Morgan. Batting third. The right fielder, Dell Ennis. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Schell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rijik. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Steve Rijik. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Dell Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ashburn scores. Two outs. It's 1-0. Phillies. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Schell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi takes first base on ball four. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fondi moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Schell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rijik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rijik hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ennis hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baker catches it and throws to second with Banks covering, to double up Morgan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0-for-1 in the game. Minor hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. the Phillies will come to bat. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell is 0-for-1 in the game. Schell hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0-for-1 in the game. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijik fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Steve Rijik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rijik is 0-for-1 in the game. Rijik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0-for-2 in the game. Minor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer scores. Banks moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Shell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamner hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell is 0-for-2 in the game. Schell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Fondi moves to third. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Kiner reaches third base with a triple. Fondi scores. Jackson scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Jim Constanti now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata pinch hits for Gus Niarhas. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Clark pinch hits for Jim Constanti. Mel Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi juggles the ball. That's an error on Fondi. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess now catching. Ron Rosinski now pitching. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Shell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minner takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Minner moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Minner scores. Baumholtz moves to third. It's 6-1, Cubs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan fields it and throws to home to get Baumholtz. Baker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Burgess for a passed ball. Baker moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ennis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamner hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Schell strikes out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.